The way is one, only one. What is the one way? If the way were divided, if there were two ways, you would always be in doubt. Is this the way? Is that the way? Is this right? Wrong? You would lose your way. Now I ask you about the path that you are now walking, attentively, step by step. Is the path one? Are you walking the way which is one? Follow this, and all is done by Buddha. Just set aside body and mind, forget about them, throw them into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. Me, me, my body, my mind, I, me, mine. Until a certain point, a certain time, you've all regarded this me as your foundation to depend upon. Perhaps you are still regarding I, me, mine as your base, that upon which you rely. My thinking, my viewpoint, my feeling, my desires, I, me, mine. It's still dangling about, isn't it? Is that the one way, the path which is one, only one, straightforward? Change. Things are always changing. As long as me is dangling about, you get caught up and hung up in time and circumstance. You are hung up where time and circumstance is in constant change. And so you're caught up, jerked around by circumstances. Even as you protest, I'm not bothered. You're caught up in what this person said or what that person is doing. You're easily disturbed, agitated, uncertain. Is this the self which can be relied upon? Is this that you're relying upon, this idea, this notion? Is it stable, steady, dependable, unshakable? Well, can you say, no matter what occurs, no matter what happens, I do not stray from the path. I do not lose my way. I walk this path, this one way. Are you on the unshakable one-way path? Well, you may answer, how can I say that I am? What's happening today can't even be guaranteed, much less what will happen tomorrow. So, your way is not certain. The path you walk is not one. Or you may answer, no matter what happens, my each step is the one way. Have you been able to commit yourself this thoroughly? Have you made up your mind that this is the path? The path is everywhere. It's very clearly stated in the Hotsuganmon. Is this lifetime, this life that you're living now, the first, the only? It is not. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, how many countless lives have accumulated? Just in the time of this one breath, how many thousands, hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, birth, death, occur? Even scientists are saying that the same thing these days based on their own experiments. So we chant in the Hotsugammon, from this life on, throughout countless lives. There are those who, for countless lifetimes, were not able to meet with that which is dependable, ultimately reliable. And so for those people, spiritual darkness and deep, deep-seated confusion are thoroughly embedded. Others have been able to meet with the one-way path, the path which is all-inclusive, all-pervading. They have been able to dedicate their lives to the path, to give themselves thoroughly, in accord with reality, oneness. And their deep karmic connection with Buddha Dharma has carried over into subsequent lives, this life. The straight, one-way path which you are able to walk is no trivial matter of coincidence. Can you say, I will not be straying again? When we use the expression one-way path, just what are we pointing to? To sum it up, in the words of the Hotsugammon, to hear the true Dharma. I vow, one with all beings, from this life on throughout countless lives, to hear the true Dharma. The true Dharma is eternal, indestructible. You can place your reliance on true Dharma, interdependence. So, all is well. All is good. Life is joyful. Joy. All that you hope for in your deepest being is yours from the beginning. So no matter how you look at it, all is well. The way is perfect, like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. This is what you are here now practicing, earnestly practicing. You have been blessed with lifetimes, Dharma connection, and you are sitting down here in the big belly of true Dharma. You are entrusting yourself to Dharma. You, each of you, is true life, perfectly revealed. True Dharma life. This is you, your reality. You are plainly a baby in the house of true Dharma. You may not like being called a baby in your practice, but everybody is first born a baby. You are Buddha's baby, true Dharma's baby. Of course, you are. From the beginning, fundamentally, you are truth itself. Make no mistake of it. Therefore, you do not doubt this true teaching. You do not lack faith. I vow that upon hearing true Dharma, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. I vow that upon meeting it, I will renounce worldly views and embrace and accept Buddha Dharma. Dogen Zenji, who voiced this vow for us, was himself transformed by his own vow. Worldly views, the state of mind in which one views I, me, mine, as the master, the judge, the center of the universe. While every human being is in reality truth itself, almost all human beings live in such a way as to cast aside this precious life. Most people never understand that they are turning their backs on life, and so they are blown this way and that by the winds of circumstance. Lost in discrimination and judgment and confusion for this and that. Delusion is stacked upon delusion, and one becomes resigned to that fate. Almost everyone meets their death in this way. This happens because people are unable to make the commitment, the vow, to awaken. For all beings, one with all being. Not having resolved to follow the path, this one-way path, for nothing is off the path, you remain of two minds, indecisive, hesitant, easily and often led astray. But, there also remains hidden in the belly of life itself, in your belly, the one who cannot help but seek to know self. Don't forget this one who never lets you forget. The true one is always closely urging you on, calling upon you to open your eyes. This one prompts you in a voice and way of being which is so genuine. You are on the Buddha path. The genuine seeks to awaken to the genuine. And once there is awakening, is that it? No, of course not. Don't hesitate. That awakening is to be deepened and deepened. Awakening upon awakening. No matter how profound the awakening, there is only to awaken ever more profoundly, to polish and polish and polish. It is never exhausted. The genuine is ever more insistent. Please polish and refine realization, awareness. Just this genuine step, the practice of the genuine. There is no notion of, well, this will be enough. I'll just hang out now. So this continual polishing and refining, is that what it really comes down to? Yes. The myriad Buddhas and great teachers are just now in the midst of practice. Of course, the practice of the Buddhas and the great teachers, their practice is not the dull, slow, hesitant baby practice that ours is. But the baby can be raised to true courage and nobility. And even among babies, there are those whose practice is most alive. Steadily, steadily, firmly, surely. Your practice is nurtured to be stronger and stronger. Of course, everyone's affinity with Buddha Dharma is different. There may be those who have some meeting with the teaching lifetime after lifetime after lifetime for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, countless lifetimes, who are finally just becoming aware that there is this teaching. And there may be others who are able to do this one doing, breathe this one breath with complete attention, giving their all to each and every breath. Each and every one is unique in their step, uniquely where they are. The path is one, The way is one and straightforward. The Buddhas and ancient teachers have all handed us this message, this teaching. Your teacher has given you a practice to do, to follow. And you have been very clearly told and reminded that you yourself are already the very body of true Dharma. This one truth is laid bare for you to see. And so wherever you are, you can now nod in affirmation. You can now steel your resolve, strengthen your commitment to Buddha Dharma. Yes. You can firmly and faithfully accept this. Of course, you're still a baby, so yes, you do still get confused and caught up in your own mind trips. You sometimes, the urge to be idle is very strong. But the baby never loses sight of their mother. That is noble urgency. Mother is true Dharma mother. Have you met directly with Buddha? And how were you told to practice? Were you guided in your practice? Yes, I will not be misled. There is only for me to practice with noble urgency. Will you continue to give in to the self-centered tendencies, taking breaks? Will you continue to look off? Please, just do this one doing. Continue. It is the practice of the one way. It is one way practice. Similar to running the marathon. When you're running in a marathon, do you have several paths to choose from? Can you just choose to go this way or that, or hop in a car or on a bike to drive the rest of the way, or ride the rest of the way to the finish line, or just to take a shortcut? Truth is direct, straight on, a straight road. You are exhibiting your self-cherishing when you add your criticism, your judgment, your selections. All this you must cast aside. The genuine is not picking and choosing. Let go of worldly views and embrace and accept Buddha Dharma. As long as I, me, mine, the notion of a separate self is tagging along, everything becomes worldly views. Open your palms wide and let go with courage. Yes, I will. Accept and embrace Buddha Dharma. Yes, I do. There is no confusion, no indecision. Practice this way as you have been shown. Settle the body, settle the breath, settle the mind. Gradually, step by step, your practice becomes pure. You become able to stay straight on the path of true Dharma. Yes. Embrace and accept Buddha Dharma. Have you been rejuvenated? Have you been renewed as a person who is walking the genuine path, embracing and accepting Buddha Dharma? Do your eyes shine with the noble urgency of your commitment to be in accord with reality? Or are you looking off this way and that. Ultimately, at last, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. If you give yourself to this one great way, giving body and mind to the true Dharma, one path, if you but practice the teaching of true Dharma without fail, together with the earth and all living beings, the way is attained. You are not alone. You are not a hard little clump of self-centeredness set down apart from the rest of the universe. From the beginningless beginning, body and mind is cast off, forgotten. But you must realize this for yourself. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. So please promise yourself to be ever more attentive. Yes, this one doing, this one doing, this is it, just doing. Just do the practice you've been given. Just do it. There's no figuring out. All beings, by nature, are Buddha, as ice, by nature, is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. How sad that people ignore the near and search for truth afar. Like someone in the midst of water, crying out in thirst. Like a child of a wealthy home, wandering among the poor. Well, how is it now? Do you still feel lacking? Still feel something missing? Still feel that you need answers, you need something from outside? Lost on dark paths of ignorance, we wander through the six worlds, from dark path to dark path. When shall we be free from birth and death? Do you still feel a heaviness? That doesn't have to be. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Everyone these days is so immersed in the habit of self-cherishing. We've come to feel that self-cherishing is what being human is about. Self-cherishing, trying to have our way. If only I could have things my way, I know for myself what I need. Then I would have no further complaints. Now who is it who lives with this attitude day in and day out? Can you answer honestly? Can you see yourself honestly? If you indulge yourself, you only create more self-indulgence. Give in to selfishness, and you create a selfish world. Is that going to be satisfying? Will you be satisfied ultimately by getting what you want? If you have one, you're going to want two, three, four. It's never enough. Never enough. Something is always not quite right. Selfishness is of many roads. The way is always divided. It's never going to be the one-way path. The one-way path is the universal way, the one way which includes all being. and self-centeredness, there will always be problems. Misstep on top of misstep. Your habit of self-clinging is making your world small, trivial, cold, dark, crabby, somehow, always lacking, not just quite right. You will have to become aware that self-centeredness is utterly without grace. If you can only see for yourself this self-clinging, unnecessary that it is, you will come to be able to feel ashamed of it. You will come to know shame, and that shame will serve you well. Shame before the little ant, the mother ant, who toils so single-mindedly, whether in sunshine or in cold, giving herself without resting to nurture and raise her children. You, now, doing your practice. You are now doing just what is to be done, just as the ant works for her children. You pour your all into your practice. So, the time is now. The place is here. Step by step, you practice the way. The all-encompassing, vast, vast, limitless truth way. Who is it whose step is the step of truth on the path of truth? Please, don't hesitate to give your all to this one step. Giving your all, you are firmly on the path. Just this one doing. Just this oneness doing. Just this one doing. You came to Doksan and announced that you are going to keep practicing to work through it in real earnest. That is the way. Together, with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.